Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, this situation is going to be hard for a lot of sponsors. They are used to having their own execs run the show. As this article notes, that's not going to work. They have to depend on partners like us to carry their water. So, how can we work together in a transparent way? By them underwriting the content but not controlling it. Here are a couple of changes I see us making here. First up, don't count on introductions by the partners or examples about them. Even that is a little too much for this platform. Clubhouse is about the interaction, so I think that's where sponsors can play. But again, gonna have to be careful. No boilerplate messaging allowed. Second, as with any networking, there is value in the engagement. Just showing up and listening, carefully adding some perspective, can have good ROI, especially in robust groups. Also keep in mind that the value for our partners will be in the promotion of the conversation or the room. They can share insights from Clubhouse via other channels. They can also use this activity as participation of a larger cause, which is becoming standard in values-based marketing. So we thought leaders need to see this collaboration as a foot in the door, something that can be an introduction to a bigger partnership. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.